you said that he was calling the police, saying basically, like, you know, he's going over the speed limit and try to have him arrested.
Right.
You know.
Have little stakeouts.
He even asked for stakeouts?
He was trying to set up little. That's what it seemed to me.
Wow. So the guy was clear. I mean, his activity. I mean, it's clearly someone mentally that was just.
Right. He was trying to get you guys into some kind of criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
Since he knew that there was really no criminal activity that he could prove.
Right.
He was trying to, you know, mention about this side street, you know, in Fillmore where you turn and you know, watch how he drives here and this kind of stuff. He was.
It was clear. I mean, it's just insane.
It was insane, and there was a Mount Morris. I remember he came up to the hotel room, and I remember him knocking, and the door opening, and kind of Michael and I were there, and I think the cop, you know, it wasn't like, all right, come out here, Eric, and let me get your story. He first had to look me and Michael over too, because. And I'm glad the Lord has brought that to my attention, because I think, you know, after Eric shared this story, I mean, the cop wanted to know, you know, what's going on? Two guys over 6'2" living in this small room, and then this guy Michael. And before I take this story, I want to make sure that there's no, you know, I mean, the cop was just being a cop.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I don't know if he was Mount Moore Sheriff's Department. But then, mm-hmm. after the cop looked Michael and I over, Eric stepped out because he didn't want to share all this information while Michael and I were there. And he spoke to this officer outside. And that went on for, who knows, 20, 30 minutes. Took some kind of report, I don't know. But I remember how interesting that was with the cop kind of, you know, the door opening, looking at, you know, I mean, I can see it now, like, what is going on?
Yeah.
About these monks and...
Yeah, it's probably really... And so he's quite distressed or bummed out, as you were saying, in your words, when he found out that it was going to be a civil matter, and he wasn't too confident that he would be successful in a civil trial.
Right, right.
And,
vocally and visibly disturbed when he knew that this would be a
civil trial.
Visibly disturbed when he knew that it would not be a criminal case, when he knew it was a civil case. He knew
mm-hmm.
it would take time. He was ready. He had the notepads. He had the information. He had the adrenaline. He was ready to take you guys down. He had, you know, the notepad of contacts or whatever he had, you know.
So it was clearly that clear to you that also that he had all kinds of phone numbers and maybe email addresses.
Oh, yeah.
That he took from our place, that he had written down at least.
Oh, yeah.
And he was calling all kinds of people, you know, basically what, attacking us.
He was calling people in the hotel. I had a little DAT recorder, digital transcriber that I gave to him. That's another.
And so he was using that, and so he was, like, calling these people up. He was contacting, obviously, because we got contacted. He was emailing people.
Conceiving or preconceiving whatever, or scheming whatever he was on notepads with
mm-hmm.
the digital recorder that I gave him. Yeah, he had a lot of force.
It was obvious he was calling up, and, you know, all these, like, people that we knew that they're trying to destroy our reputation. Was that clear to you?
Very clear.
Hmm.
And at that time, I was not, I was very schismatic,